All right, Zach Osborne, Seattle. Got to work on those early laps, bud.
Yeah, no joke. Yeah, basically just got freight trained for like the first three laps. Went from first to eighth, and then
what's that like?
10th maybe, and then I fell down, ran into the back of Bowers and fell down. And then in the end, I felt like I was actually riding really good, like had some decent times and stuff. But you know, it's disappointing to pull a hole shot and then get a eighth.
But what happens early on? Just you're just not into the, like, what happens?
The first thing was Marv passed me down there at the end of the thing, and then I got going, and then the first lap I went to jump through the whoops and I missed the second jump, and I got passed by Roxon on one side and Seeley on the other. So then I'm like, oh my god, like, tripping out. And then basically couldn't stop the bleeding fast enough, and it got away from me flat out. I was a little bit excited to be in the position I was in and maybe let that get the better of me. And yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
You and Bowers had a good race going on for a little bit.
Yeah, we did. And then I fell down and then I caught him again. Yeah. And then we had a good race going again. And then I finally passed him and then passed Seeley on the last lap. So there's, I mean, some positive takeaways. I was a heck of a lot closer today than I was last weekend. Jumped some big jumps today. And
how was that quad you pulled out?
The quad I pulled out was a lot easier than the one we were doing. A lot harder than the one we were doing in the main. I should have been doing that all day.
I wonder why, like, did you not think that 4-3 was possible until Dean did it?
I saw Dean do it, and I saw that it was faster on Dartfish all day, but, like, I felt like it was risky. Like, when I went to jump it in the last practice, and I just chickened out. And after that, I was like, yeah, that's gnarly, you know? But really, the one that I jumped was way more sketchy.
Out.
Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I feel like I've grown a lot in the last 6 weeks as a racer and kind of with the 450 program and everything. My bike's really, really good. It's just kind of on me getting a little bit of confidence. And, you know, it's one of those things where you want to start so you can get out there and be aggressive. And then you get the start and then you're like, oh, timid. You don't want to crash or whatever. So it's finding your feet all over again.
But, like, that's a one box that you checked now of a whole shot and getting in front. Next box would be a heat race win. Yeah. You know, like, these are the kind of things that happen.
Heat race win, lead some laps, you know, just building. It's you're starting over from square one, you know.
Okay. Thanks, bud.
Thank you.